want you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus. And we thank God for the sweet spirit that is in the place this hour, and we bless his holy name. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to 21. Everyone grab a hold to a copy of the Word of God as we stand and read the Word together. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. The Apostle Paul writes, he says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. Because the days are evil, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." And he says, "Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ." May the Lord God have a blessing to the reading of the Word of God as you bow and take your seats in God's presence this day. This morning, I want to speak to you about being under the influence. Now, I'm not going to have you raise the hands of those of you who have been under the influence. But I do want to speak to you this morning about being under the influence. Oftentimes, when you hear being under the influence, it probably immediately think about being caught driving under the influence. They call it DUI, which is driving with alcohol or driving with drugs or of some sort in your system. Now, the law enforcement industry, the reason why they put so much attention on DUI and driving under the influence is because whatever toxin that you have put into your system, it is causing you to behave and do something out of the norm. Meaning if you were not under the influence, you would be driving straight. But the mere fact that you're under the influence, you're driving in my lane and in your lane and in somebody else's lane, and the cops catch you and they pull you over and they get you for a DUI. And that's because something has influenced you and that you are behaving unnatural, that you are not behaving like you normally should behave. Oftentimes when trials and tribulations and unusual circumstances come upon one's life, one of the first courses is to get a drink and get under the influence so that your physical body can be numb from what you are experiencing. And so under the influence is something that has existed for countless years. It is something that existed in the Bible days. They got drunk and was under the influence. But today I want to talk to you about being under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. You see, there's no room for sober Christians, if you know what I'm talking about here. You see, there's no room for sober Christians, because the only way you can live the Christian life is that you have to every day be under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. You can't live the Christian life. The Christian life will be too difficult for you if you're not under the influence. Because when you're under the influence in God, that God is able to numb you in terms of what is going on all around you. There can be hurricanes and there can be storms in your life, and the issues and the problems can be so great, but the mere fact that you're under the influence of God and the Holy Spirit of God, it has a way of numbing you to what is going on around you. And so the Apostle Paul, in his letter to the church at Ephesus, Paul talked in the earlier chapters about having an understanding of God. And then Paul goes on, he talks about having a relationship with God. And then he begins to talk about living in the light of God. And then he talks about being under the influence of God, being under the influence of God, and that equivalent to being drunk with wine. He uses wine as a contrast to let us know that when you're under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God, you will behave differently. You shouldn't behave like you normally would behave. Over the years, I've had the privilege, I should say, of being involved in a lot of cocktail hours. Normally, when there are banquets and events, they have an open bar, and I show up and get my usual ginger ale or Coca-Cola. But I sit around and I talk to those that are drinking and drinking and drinking. And within an hour period of time, I've noticed how their behavior begins to change. You see, if you ever wanted to know something about someone, you get around them when they are drinking and drinking and drinking. A person that is solely under the influence, their normal state, they may be very quiet and very secretive, and they hold everything to themselves, but you let them get under the influence, and they will behave in a totally different way. And so what Paul tells us today is that in order for you to be able to live the Christian life, that every day of your life, you got to be under the influence of God. Because in the later passages of scripture that Paul writes about in the same book, he talks about a relationship between a husband and a wife. He talks about a relationship between a husband and a wife and their children. You see, sometimes in order to deal with the issues and the problems that come with being married and the problems that come with having children, you got to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. And so I stop by today to tell the people of God, it's time for you to start drinking of the Holy Spirit of God. Somebody in here need to take a shot of Jesus today, and maybe multiple shots of Jesus until you get under the influence. I believe the Holy Spirit of God is looking for some people that are willing to stagger and be drunk in the spirit, so that you can become numb with all of the problems, all of the situations that all surround you. The Bible is full of countless numbers of individuals that in order for them to take it to the next level, in order for them to live the life that God has called them to live, in order for them to walk in the will of God, that they had to be under the Holy Spirit. They had to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. You see, there must be a substance to be influenced by in order for you to change. You see, the reason why we've been called to live the Christian life and to live a victorious Christian life is that God expects for us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to be under the influence of God. You see, the minute you become sober, the minute you become sober spiritually is when you take your eyes off of Jesus. And when you take your eyes off of Jesus, you begin to look at circumstances the way you should not look at them. But once you get back under the influence of God, that I don't care what problems, I don't care what situations, I don't care what troubles are before you, that you become numb to it because you know God got it all under control. You see, when a person is intoxicated, it causes them to act differently. Some, when they're intoxicated, some laugh. Some that are down and out and sad, they start just laughing and laughing and laughing. Some that can't even hit a note, can't even hit one note, begin to sing like you never heard them sing before. And some that walk around like they got it all together, but when they're intoxicated, they start crying. Why? Because of something that has been put in them. It is something that is influencing and changing their behavior. And so Paul tells us that when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, when you get drunk with God, he says you should sing. You should sing in the Spirit. He said you should sing and make melodies into your heart unto the Lord. And so just like being under the influence of drugs and alcohol causes your behavior to change, God's Spirit can do the very same. God's Spirit can change you and make you differently and act differently. When you're under the influence of the Holy Ghost and you have been intoxicated with the anointing of God, those things that you were not normally able to do, you can find yourself able to do them. And this is why Paul says, he says, I can do all things through Christ, through the influence of the Holy Spirit of God in his life. When you're under the influence, the Holy Ghost and you have intoxicated you with the anointing that give you the ability to lay hands on the sick and see them recover, that give you the ability to cast out demons. Now, normally you wouldn't have the capability of doing that. But when you're under the Holy Ghost of God, under the influence of the Holy Ghost of God, nothing is impossible. In fact, a person that is drunk and just heavily drunk, you can't tell him or them anything. If they say they're going to do something, you can't stop them. They are determined to do it. But can you imagine today if we all became influenced and fully intoxicated with the Holy Spirit of God? Then the sky would become the limit as to what we can achieve for God. But if we take a quick look through the Holy Scriptures, we find numbers of people that were under the influence of God. From Genesis to Revelations, you go from Abraham, while he was under the influence, he was able to say with assurance to his son, he said, abide here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. You see, in order to speak like that, he had to be under the influence. Moses, while under the influence, was able to divide the Red Sea and lead the children of Israel across the dry ground. Joshua, while under the influence, was able to fight the battle of Jericho. King Saul, while under the influence, was able to prophesy and and speak words of hope to the people. David, while under the influence, was able to kill the lion, the bear, and even the giant. The three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and the Abednego, they were able to go through the fire and come out, not even smelling like smoke while under the influence. We find in the book of Acts, the day of Pentecost, there is 120 Galatians that came down from the upper room and they captivated those of other nations because they were speaking to them in a native tongue. They asked a question. What meaneth this? You see, they were under the influence. And this morning, I'm looking for those that desire to become Holy Ghost junkies. I'm looking for those that desire to never, ever be sober ever again. Because it's in our soberness. It's in our soberness that we take our eyes off of Him and put our eyes on our situations and the circumstances of this world. And anytime you get to the point where you're looking at your situations and circumstances too much, you have become sober. And it's time for you to get back under the influence of God. When you're under the influence, you will not walk down the aisle or walk down the opposite aisle of the church when you see another sister or brother coming along that you don't want to speak to. That's a telltale reason when you know you're not under the influence of God. You see, when you're under the influence of God, there's just something in you that will cause you to not behave the way you want to behave, but behave the way God required that you behave, because there's something in you that is causing you to behave differently. And so when you're under the influence of the Holy Spirit, you love one another. When you're under the control of the Holy Spirit, you don't worry about things because you've been numb to it. And so when you become, when you get to the point where you're worrying and caring so much about all that is going on all around you, you have become spiritually sober. And you need to be under the full Holy Spirit of God. When you're under the influence, it will cause you to be obedient to God. Obedient to God. See, when you're under the influence of alcohol or drugs, that it dictates to you what you should do. It tells you what to do. But it's the same way being under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God, that He's able to keep you obedient. He's able to keep your mind steadfast on Him. He's able to give you the ability to love your enemies. He's able to give you the ability to love those that despitefully use you. When you're under the influence, it will cause you to be humble. Be humble in the Lord. You begin to see fruits of the Spirit coming out of you, and those are products of being under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. It will cause you to live right being under the influence of God. You see, you can't live right by yourself. I don't care how hard you try. I don't care what you do. The whole purpose of the Holy Spirit, the whole purpose of the influence of the Holy Spirit of God is to help you to do what normally you could not do. And this is why Jesus told His disciples, He says, I'm going to leave you, but one day I'm going to send a comforter to you, and that comforter will influence you. That comforter will cause you to come under the influence, and it was a remarkable plan of God to release the Holy Spirit unto the entire world. You see why Jesus was here. Only those that were around Him
could be under the influence, not the whole world. And, you know, oftentimes you say, well, God, you know, if Jesus was here, Jesus, if only you was here, Jesus, if only you were here, this would not have happened. If only you were here, I'll be healed. If Jesus, if only you were here. And Jesus is saying, I am here, not just here, but I'm everywhere throughout the entire world. That the entire world has the privilege today to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. You see, when you need to, we need to hunger and thirst for another outpouring of the Holy Spirit of God. Like that day of Pentecost, when all of them were filled with the Holy Ghost of God, where they were totally influenced by the Holy Ghost of God, that everything else that existed around them did not matter. They didn't care about it because they know that God had it all under control. When you're under the influence, it will cause you to come to church. It will cause you to show up for Bible study. It will cause you to sit under the pastor and wait for your time. It will cause you to make a commitment to the Word of God. Because a person that loves to be under the influence, you see, a person that's an alcoholic love to drink, and their goal is to never become sober. And I stop by this day to encourage you to never, ever again become sober, because it's when you become sober that you got to deal with the realities of this world. When you come sober is when you got to really deal with the situations and circumstances in your life, that God can take care of them and God can see you through all of that. But you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost of God. You got to be full, you got to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. That is the only way that you can go through this life. That's the only way. And so before Paul addressed putting on the full armor of God, before God addressed husbands, love your wife like Christ loved the church, before Paul addressed wives, submit yourselves to your own husband, Paul tells the church, before he addresses all of that, Paul tells the church to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. To be under the Holy Spirit of God. And so the reason this week why the things that you've experienced have gotten you down is because you've allowed yourself to become sober. There's no place for sober Christians. You got to be under the influence. And so this morning, if a shot of the Holy Spirit of God is going to take you and cause you to be spiritually intoxicated with the Holy Spirit of God, you get your spiritual shot today. And this is why we need to become spiritual junkies for Jesus. We need to become spiritually a spiritual alcoholic for Jesus, that we begin to look at the Word of God as our spiritual Black Daniel. We begin to look at the Word of God as our Wild Irish Roll. We begin to look at the Word of God as our Code 45. We begin to look at the Word of God as our MD 2020. And whatever the preference might be, you need to take a shot continuously of the Word of God so that you can become spiritually under the influence of God every day of your life. Saints of God, when was the last time an experience with God made people wonder what you were on? When they done talked about you, when they done mistreated you, and you show up smiling in their face, and they say, what is Brother Reuben on? When they done talked about you, they done stab you in the back, and you show up to them and you behave almost as if it never ever happened, and they begin to wonder, what are you on? if we only allow the Holy Spirit to fill us in such a way as we all would be drunk in the Spirit. Can you imagine today if we all were drunk in the Spirit? That there will become a bunch of staggering going on in here. That there become some things that happen in us that we normally will not see. That some of you that normally don't even participate in our worship and our praise will begin praising God. Some of you that rarely clap your hands and stomp your feet and jump for joy will begin to jump for joy. And those are products of being filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And if David was here today, David will pass you the spiritual drink. And David will say, taste it. Taste and see. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Pass it around. Taste and see and become spiritually, so spiritually influenced by the word of God, by the power of God, that it begins to guide and direct your life. Let's get drunk. Let's get drunk in Jesus today. Let's dive into the Holy Spirit a little further and see if we don't get a little tipsy. They still use that word tipsy. Anybody ever been tipsy? No, don't be smart. but don't want the whole church to win. Anyway, being fully under the influence of God. You see, sometimes having just enough of God in you to be social able to fit into the crowd, you know, like you go to a happy hour and you drink just a little bit so you can hang out and look like everyone else. Well, that's not going to get you drunk, okay? For those of you that have never been drunk before, it ain't going to do it. You need to be full of it. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God in order to be spiritually drunk. And so God wants every child of God to be under the influence of God. And so when you walk through this earth and walk through this world and deal with all of the issues that life brings our way, you got to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. You got to be numb to the things that come upon you and the things that come against you in this world. You got to be numb to it. And the only way you can get there is to be under the Holy Spirit, under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. This morning, have you ever been charged? Have you ever been charged with not DUI, but have you been charged L-U-I, living under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God? If everyone ever stopped you and say, what's going on with you? You've changed. That's not the way you used to behave, living under the influence of God, the Holy Spirit of God. If you want to have life and have it more abundantly, then you need to come under the influence of God. Being under the influence of God. And that was Paul's message to the church at Ephesus and his message to us this day. That we need to be under something. We need to have something in us that's controlling us to behave differently than the way we want to behave. To behave differently than where others think we should behave. To behave differently. When others hurt us, we love them. When others mistreat them, we treat them right. It takes being under the influence of God. And that was God's plan from the beginning of time, that the people of God
will become under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God, that it will help them to love their enemies as they love themselves. It will prevent them to not hate anyone on the face of this earth. It would allow them to love their wives as Christ loved the church. It would allow them to submit one to another. It would allow children to obey their parents and the Lord, for this is right. But all of this require being under the influence of God. You need to be under the influence of something today. And it need to be God. In order for your life to change before your eyes, in order for you to change the way you act and change the way you behave and change the things that you're doing, you need to allow yourself to come under the influence of God. Because when you come in under the influence of God, things can come out of your mouth that you thought you would never, ever say. You will behave differently than you've ever behaved again, all because you're under the influence of God. So Paul tells us again, he says, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which lead to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit of God. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making music in your heart to the Lord, being under the influence of God. Let us pray. Father God, today we thank you so much. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us the great opportunity, the great ability to be under your influence, under your control. And we simply ask of you tonight, Lord God, to fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to empower us, Lord God, to make us no longer sober, that you would allow us, Lord God, to leave here being drunk in the Spirit and so filled in the Spirit that the situations and the problems that we left outside the door, that when we walk throughout the door, that they will become numb to us, because now we are under the influence of the Holy Ghost of God. Father God, that is our prayer today. That is our prayer today, that you fill us with the Holy Spirit of God, that we leave here under your influence, Lord God, so that it will be there to help us and to equip us to deal with all of the challenges, all of the issues, all of the problems that's before us this hour. So Holy Spirit of God, have your will in your way. Do something great, awesome, and mighty in our lives. And we'll be careful, Lord God, to give you all the praise, the honor, and all the glory. For in Jesus' name we pray. As we bow our heads in the presence of the Lord. If someone can get the musician, we bow our heads in the presence of the Lord today. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for doing a great and an awesome work in the lives of your people. And Lord God, today we just simply ask of you, Lord God, that you would fill us with the Holy Spirit of God. That you would fill us, Lord God. We don't just want a social dosage of you today, Lord God, but we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God today. And so, Lord God, I pray right now, every head bowed, every eye shut. I wonder if you're here today and you can just simply say to God, Lord God, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me until my cup runneth over. Fill me to the point, Lord God, where I will behave differently than the way I was behaving before I came here today. I need more of you. I need all of you. Fill me, Holy Spirit of God. Fill me this day. If that's your prayer, If that's your prayer to God, I just challenge you right now to stand to your feet and simply call out to God with your mouth and with your heart and with your mind, asking him to fill you, fill you, fill you with his presence, because that's what's going to give you everything you need to live through this week, to make it through this day, to live through the rest of the year. And anytime you get to the point where you get so caught up into all that's going on around you, it simply means that you've become spiritually sober. And you need another drink. You need another drink. And if that doesn't do, you need another drink. And another drink of God. And drink of God. And drink of God. And that's why God has his word. He has his word so that you can get spiritually under the influence. He has spiritual fellowship so you can get spiritually under the influence. He has Wednesday night our power so you can get spiritually under the influence. Sunday morning, Sunday school, spiritually under the influence. And the goal to the believer is every day of your life. If you, some of you, because of the situations that are going on, you need to be under the influence. You need to take a drink every hour, every hour, every hour, to keep yourself spiritually under the influence of God. I don't know about you today. That is my desire. I want to be spiritually under the influence. I don't want the situations and the circumstances in my life to get me down and to weigh so heavily on me that I can't meditate. I can't praise him. I can't think about him. I can't call on him. I can't read my Bible. If that's you today, you need to be under the spiritual influence of God. He'll do it for you. He'll do it for you. But the commitment need to come from you. You got to stay in the word. You got to stay in church. You got to stay in Bible study. You got to keep on drinking. Alcoholics drink. They drink and they drink and they drink and they drink. They don't stop drinking. Their goal is to not become sober. Because when they become sober is when they have to deal with all of the issues of life. But see, I'm not saying ignore what's going on around you. I'm saying be under the influence of God so that you can deal with what's around you and it doesn't get the best of you. Anyone here today want to be under the influence of God? Want to get charged this day for living under the influence? Anyone here today want someone to stop you this week dead in your tracks and say, what is that you're on? What is that you've been drinking? And you just simply says, I'm living under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. It can be you today. But it's up to you just right where you sit right now. Just simply meditate and say, Lord God, I want to be filled. Lord God, I want to be under your influence. He'll do it for you. He'll do it for you. And he'll do it right now. Altars are open. Altars are open. If you want to come, we just wait just for a few minutes. Just a few minutes. Just a few minutes. Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Being under the influence of God. Under the influence of God. Under the influence of God. He can do it.
Come and quench this thirsting of my soul, bread of heaven.
Somebody here today, you need a spiritual shot.
Feed me till
of God's power.
No more
is available for you today.
Here's my cup.
Would you come?
high lifted up.
Would you come?
Please make me whole.
Would you come? Would you come?
Fill
Pastor Brown.
My cup, Lord.
Would you come? Would you come? Would you come?
I lift it up, Lord.
Under the influence.
Come and quench.
You can't do it by yourself, saints of God.
Of my soul.
You can't live the Christian life like you lived out in the world. You need to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. This life will get the best of you. This life will beat you down. This life will hurt you. But get under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. Storms, hurricanes, disasters can be all around you. But by being filled with the Holy Ghost of God, you can deal with it. You can deal with it. Just meditate in His presence.
Bread from heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup.
Would you let Him do it? Would you let Him do it? Would you let Him do it?
And make me whole. Quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, I lift it up, please make me whole.
Amen. Under the influence. So I look forward this week to hear some of you call me and tell me I got stopped. I got stopped. And they wonder what was wrong. And I told them that I've been living under the influence of God. What a powerful person, a great person to influence and to control your life. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Spirit of the Lord a hand today. Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord and we thank Him so much for all that He's done for us. And we're going to ask Minister Mathis if she would come and assist us as we partake of this morning's offering. Amen. Amen.
I heard the singer, the praise team sing, I give myself away.
are mighty warriors. We are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. We are victorious. We are mighty warriors. We are more than conquerors.
Father God, we thank you today for the privilege of giving back to you what you've already given us. And Lord God, we pray a special blessing today on the believers in the house. And we pray, Lord God, that this offering be used for the advancement of your kingdom, that it would truly help us, Lord God, to reach a dying world that have never heard the good news of Jesus Christ. That it would allow us, Lord God, to do great things and greater things than what you have done and what you did while you're on this earth. So bless this offering, and we take it and we place it in your nail-scarred hands. For in Jesus' name we pray, and all of the believers say amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. At this time, we'll make plans to close out our service as we partake in our morning or afternoon announcements. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Good afternoon, church.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, church.
Good afternoon.
Let's give it up for our pastor, Pastor Dr. Kelvin L. Baker. Everyone have a program today?
Yes.
Yes? Let me see those programs. Just follow along, imaginary. Okay. Okay, midweek hour of power. Every coming Wednesday, we have hour of power. Instead, we don't call it Bible study anymore. We call it hour of power. And it's our 1 hour of service, of church service we have. Praise and worship, we have offering, and we have a full message within an hour, a condensed version of it. And the past 5 weeks, we've had different churches come out to do the service. And it's been an awesome thing because they bring, you know, their members of their church. They have their offering team, they have their pastor, and they have their praise and worshipers and their musicians. So we're very thankful for